All right, Jess Pettis, Glendale, good ride tonight. You got to be happy. Brazil-Canada battle in the LCQ, that was exciting. Yeah, you got to be stoked.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, the day started out pretty good, learned the track fairly quick, and I qualified 12th, which I was pretty pumped on that. It kind of shows, you know, where I belong.
Hold on, who gets credit for you getting comfortable with the track?
Oh, Steve Mathis, the guy hooked me up. I actually really appreciate it.
Did it help?
Yeah, for sure. I was amazed by how much riding you can get in press. I've never done press before, and man, they wanted me to ride for like more than an hour, like more than I wanted, so that was awesome.
Balls early, though.
Yeah. No, it was 8 o'clock. Wasn't too bad. Better than 6 a.m., so that was good. Yeah, qualified 12th, which was good, and then heat race, don't even want to talk about that. That was rough for me. I squidded out in the whoops a couple times, ate shit pretty good. Put that one behind
me. Lost the front number plate.
Lost the front number plate. Still rode. Front number plate was in my wheel. It was a little sketchy. But, yeah, I mean, came back to the van, rebounded for the LCQ. Me and Enzo Lopes, yeah, like you said, we got a battle out front. I made quite a few mistakes again. I mean, I kind of just let a bit of the – I don't know what it was, just like – I don't know. I mean, I made some mistakes for sure.
Yeah.
But I made it into the main. I got second in the heat, or the LCQ, sorry, which is my goal. I mean, just make it in the main and then go from there. So that's kind of my goal for every weekend. And, yeah, I mean, outside gate.
Great battle in the main for most of the laps. Intense battle with, like, McAdoo. I think it was Mosman, was it? Like, it was back and forth. March, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I didn't know who I was behind or who was behind me or what, but I was just going, and I feel like I just hit all my marks, honestly, pretty good. I was really happy with my ride. I went into ninth right behind Marchbanks. We were battling and end up tripling into a corner and just like kind of did like a 180, kind of weird little crash with a couple laps to go.
Okay, I was going to ask you what happened.
Yeah, so I was in ninth. And two laps to go, I crashed in a corner, so end up 12th. But with a crash in the main and end up 12th, I mean...
And LCQ gate
position. And LCQ, yeah, bad gate position. So I'm pumped on that. I mean, it's you know, it's not just a fluke from last weekend at A1. I feel like I'm right in there with the boys battling in around the top 10, so it's good.
Look, you had good speed last year on the Yamaha, but you were sketchy. A lot of sketchy moments, but good speed. Now you have speed, and you've totally calmed down. You look like a different guy. I guess just the experience last year, you're gelling with the KTM, you just look like a different guy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, everything's good. The bike's good. Obviously, just the more you ride Supercross, the more you get comfortable. And, I mean, it's no joke. These tracks are gnarly, and, you know, it takes some learning to do for sure. But I'm not afraid to go do that and go out there and give it my best. That's all you can do. And, yeah, slowly getting better and can't complain with that. We'll just keep working hard and come back every weekend, make those mains, and just build off that.
You just got to have so much confidence for you right now, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you're just like, I belong in there, and I'm going to go in the top 10.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just not letting these guys push me around. I mean, I'm battling with the PC, the TLD, the Geico guys. I mean, yeah, they're good. They're great riders, and, you know, I ain't gonna be scared of them or let them push me out of the way. I feel like I belong there.
Hot dog vendor was here today.
I know. I seen him. Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was a short little conversation, but it was good. I mean,
hot dog vendor.
Yeah, we ended on a good note, so it's all right.
This has got to help you for the Canadian series too, where you really want to make money, win championships, everything else. All this West Coast stuff is going to be a big help.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. I mean, it's honestly investing in myself. I mean, I'm putting a lot of my own personal money into it as well. And I mean, I'm giving a good effort just to better my skills on a dirt bike. So coming to round one in the Canadian Nationals, I think it'll just make me a better rider.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Sweet.
Cool.